Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a breakbeat in Ableton Live 12 and pushing it toward that floor-shaking drum and bass feel. Think tight chop drums, a clean but heavy sub, a bit of mid-bass movement, and enough space that the low end can actually hit hard instead of turning into mush. Now, if you're brand new to this, the biggest thing to remember is that in DNB, the break is not the whole track. It's the engine on top, the sub is the weight underneath, and the arrangement is what makes it feel alive. So we're going to build this like a real roller or darker jungle tune, using only Ableton's stock tools. Start by setting your tempo to 174 BPM. You can go a little lower or higher, but 174 sits right in classic DNB territory and makes the groove feel natural right away. Then create three tracks. One audio track for the breakbeat, one MIDI track for the sub bass, and one MIDI track for the mid-bass or Reese layer. If you have a reference track, load it in another audio channel and keep the volume low. That way, you're constantly checking that your groove and low end are staying genre accurate. Now drag in a breakbeat sample. For beginners, choose something with a clear snare, a solid kick, and not too much processing already baked in. You want to hear the drum movement clearly. In the clip view, turn warp on, try beats mode, and set the preserve setting around 1/16 or 1/8 depending on how the loop behaves. The goal here is to tighten the break to the grid without killing its human feel. And that's important, because the swing and grit are part of why breakbeats work so well in DNB. A common mistake is overfixing the timing. Don't flatten the life out of it. If the loop has a bit of attitude, keep it. In this style, a little unevenness is a good thing. Once the break is sitting nicely, duplicate the clip. Make one version more open for the main groove, and one version more chopped for fills later. That gives you instant variation, without having to reinvent the pattern every time. Next, right-click the break and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing if the detection looks decent. If not, beat slicing can help. Ableton will turn the break into a drum rack, which is where this starts to get powerful. Now instead of being stuck with a single loop, you can play the hits like individual drum pieces. Inside the drum rack, name the key slices if you can. Kick, snare, hats, ghost hits. Delete anything weak or noisy that you know you won't use. Then start with a simple one-bar pattern. Keep the main snare hit strong. Add a couple of ghost notes before or after the snare. Leave a little room between phrases so the bass has somewhere to breathe. And here's a really useful teacher tip. Don't overchop everything. Beginners often think more edits mean more energy, but in DNB, too much information can kill the groove. You want the break to feel broken and musical, not random. Now go into the actual slices that matter most. Focus on the kick, the snare, and the bright hats. Trim the start so there isn't any unwanted silence. Add short fades to stop clicks. If a slice is too sharp or harsh, use the filter to tame it a little. Keep the voicing simple. For one-shot slices, one voice is usually enough. If the kick feels too thin, you can layer a short kick from Ableton's stock drums or even a tiny low tom, just to add support. Keep it subtle. You're not replacing the break, you're reinforcing it. For the snare, this is where the track starts to feel big. If it needs more body, try gentle EQ boost around 180 to 220 Hz. If it sounds boxy, cut a little around 400 to 600 Hz. Then add a touch of saturator with soft clip-on, and just a little drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB. That can make the snare feel denser and more confident without turning it into a distorted mess. In drum and bass, the snare is often the anchor. If the snare feels strong, the whole loop immediately sounds more serious. Now let's build the sub. Create a MIDI track and load operator. You can use Waveatable too, but operator is perfect for this because it's simple and clean. Set it to a pure sine wave. Turn off anything extra you don't need. Keep the filter out of the way. The whole point is to get a clean low foundation. Write a simple bass rhythm that supports the break. Don't make it too busy. In DNB, less note data often sounds heavier because the space gives the notes more impact. A good beginner approach is to place a note under a strong beat, another after the snare, and maybe one short answer later in the bar. Keep the notes short and controlled, mostly around eighth notes or quarter notes. Leave rests, let the drums breathe. One big thing here, keep the sub mono. If needed, put utility on the track and set width to zero. That's one of the fastest ways to keep your low end solid and prevent it from spreading into a blurry mess. Also, watch the relationship between the kick and the sub. If the kick has a strong low bump, don't let the sub overlap too much. Sometimes a slightly shorter note is all you need to keep the low end clean. Next, add a mid-bass or a Reese layer. This is not your sub. This is the movement and attitude layer. Load Wavetable or operator on another MIDI track. A simple beginner re-setup works well. Two saw oscillators, a small amount of detune, a low-pass filter, and a slow LFO moving the cutoff. You do not need a monster sound yet. You just need enough motion to support the break and give the groove some character. Keep the detune modest. Keep the cutoff low enough that it doesn't fight the snare. Add saturator for grit if needed, and use EQA to cut unnecessary low frequencies below around 80 to 120 Hz. That's important because the mid-bass should live above the sub, not compete with it. If the mid-bass gets too wide or too bright, reduce the stereo width, close the filter a bit, and tame the top end. This separation is one of the biggest reasons DNB can sound heavy without becoming muddy. The sub handles the weight. The mid-bass handles the personality. Now let's glue the whole thing together. Group your drums and your basses if that helps you stay organized. On the drum group, try a light glue compressor with just a little gain reduction. Add EQ8 to clean up anything below about 25 to 35 Hz. If the loop needs more smack, a little drum bus can help. But be careful. Too much drive or boom can blur the kick and sub relationship fast. On the bass group, use saturator for harmonics, EQ8 to remove any messy mids, and utility to keep the low end centered. And while you're building, keep your headroom in check. Try to leave around 6 to 8 dB of space on the master. Heavy low end needs room to breathe. A very common beginner mistake is making everything loud too early. Don't do that. Turn things down before you start adding more processing. A cleaner gain structure usually gives you a bigger result. Now it's time to make the loop feel like a real track instead of just a jam. Build an 8-bar idea first, then expand it into 16 bars. Here's a simple structure that works well. Bars 1 to 4, keep it stripped back with just the break and sub. Bars 5 to 8, bring in the fuller bass layer. Bars 9 to 12, add a fill or a break variation. Bars 13 to 16, remove one element and bring it back for impact. That last part matters. In DNB, arrangement is about revealing energy. A lighter intro makes the drop feel massive. A small pause makes the return feel huge. Use automation to help that happen. You can automate the mid-bass filter to open gradually. You can add a touch of reverb to a snare slice before a switch-up. You can narrow or widen the bass layer with utility. You can even push saturator a little harder before a fill to build tension. Try adding one simple switch up at the end of bar 8. Maybe a 2-hit snare fill. Maybe one reversed break slice. Maybe a short bass pause before the next downbeat. These little moments are classic DNB language. They create that push and pull that keeps the dance floor locked in. Then do a low-end reality check in mono. This is a huge one. If the bass feels fine in stereo but falls apart in mono, you've probably got too much width, too much overlap, or too many low frequencies fighting each other. Ask yourself, can I still hear the sub clearly? Is the break stealing space from it? Is the snare still dominant? If the answer is no, simplify. Shorten the bass notes. Cut low frequencies from the break. Reduce reverb. Keep the sub clean. Remember, the goal is not maximum bass at all times. The goal is a low end that actually punches through. A few quick pro habits can make a big difference here. Use ghost notes for tension. Keep the top busy and the sub simple. Filter the bass into the drop instead of starting it fully open. If the break and bass are both trying to be the star, make them answer each other instead of talking over each other. That call and response feel is a huge part of jungle and darker rollers. And once the loop starts feeling good, resample it. Record the whole thing to audio, then chop that resample into a new variation. That's a classic jungle workflow, and a great way to get unique fills without overthinking the MIDI. So the big takeaway is this. Sample a break, chop it with intention, and let the bass support the groove rather than crowd it. In Ableton Live 12, the stock tools are absolutely enough. Simpler, drum rack, operator, wavetable, EQ8, saturator, utility, glue compressor, and drum bus can get you a serious DNB foundation if you use them with control. Keep the sub mono and clean. Let the break bring the swing and character. Use the mid-bass for movement, not weight. Build changes every 4 or 8 bars. And always check your low end in mono. If you do that, your breakbeat stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a proper floor-shaking drum and bass groove. For a quick practice run, try making one 4-bar loop using only a break, a sub, a mid-bass, and one fill. If that already feels heavy, you're on the right path.